For the next few weeks, the charity RNIB will run weekly surveys which will center around sight loss and coronavirus. And they would like you to get involved and share your experience of the lockdown. Here to tell me more, I'm joined now by RNIB's Emma Edwards. Hi, Emma.
Hi. Hi, Paulina.
So can you tell us a bit more? Why is RNIB making these surveys right now?
Of course. So we all know that coronavirus has impacted the lives of many blind and partially sighted people. And it's important that we listen to experiences and focus on what matters most to our customers in everything that we do. So to do this, over the next month or so, we'll be asking weekly questions on living with sight loss under lockdown.
And will these questions change weekly, or is it just going to be the same continuous survey?
So the questions will change each week. They'll cover new themes. Really, we're just looking to understand how you've been affected by lockdown to help us make sure the work we're doing is focused on what matters most to blind and partially sighted people. But this is also an online-only opportunity, so you'll need access to the internet to reach it.
And are the surveys quite long? How long would it take to maybe do one of them?
It's not long at all. So there will be a few questions and it will take less than 10 minutes to complete.
Fantastic. And you said they're available online. How do we find them?
So you can find the current and future surveys by going to the RNIB website and searching for Connect Voices. And the link to the survey is on this page.
And when will the surveys end? How much time do we have to do these?
We're running the surveys until probably the end of June.
So still a bit more time. And what is RNIB going to do with this information that they gather through the surveys?
So that's a good question. We're using what people tell us to help identify the key challenges that blind and partially sighted people have been experiencing to improve the support we're providing to people during these difficult times and in the future.
When will the results from the surveys be published and will we be able to see them anywhere?
So once all the surveys are complete, towards the end of June, early July, we'll post about outcomes from the research on the Connect Voices page of the RNIB website. And my wonderful colleague, Charlotte Jones, will also go through the results in her July Connect Voices and Involvement Roundup.
So you've mentioned Connect Voices quite a bit. Can you just quickly tell me, what is Connect Voices?
Connect Voices is just for anyone who really wants to give their opinions, make their opinions heard. And RNIB just really wants to make sure that we're listening to what people are experiencing so that we can bring that into everything that we do in the way we work.
So it's definitely worth getting involved, and you can find Connect Voices on the rnib.org.uk website and you just search for the Connect Voices network. But if we have any questions about the surveys or Connect Voices, who can we get in touch with?
So we have a contact email address and we'd be very happy for you to get in touch with us at involvement@rnib.org.uk.
And if you have any more questions, you can also call the RNIB helpline, which is 0303-123-9999. Well, this all sounds very exciting. I can't wait to see what results you'll have for us in July. But in the meantime, Senior Research and Data Analysis at RNIB, Emma Edwards, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you very much, everyone.